Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Brother Sam. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Pastor, how are you doing?
We are doing great.
Yeah. Great stuff. Has your day been good?
The day has been great.
Lovely. We're going to be talking about an interesting and very important subject, finding your calling. Now, many people feel trapped in work that provides a paycheck, but little else. They find they have little opportunity to use their gifts or do anything that is personally meaningful. And so this week, together with you, you are going to be helping us to uncover the meaning of a calling and how each one of us and our listeners can find out what is exactly they are calling. Now, Pastor, how do we characterize and how do we define and characterize what a calling is?
A calling, the challenge that the word we use is so frequently that when you come to define, it becomes a challenge. But when I was trying to look at the definitions for a calling, I saw one that interested me so much, which talked about a divine invitation. A divine invitation into the presence of the Lord that He sends you to do something to the glory and honor of His name. A divine invitation from God that you are invited to be in His presence so that He can send you to do something that will glorify His name.
Mm. That's lovely. Now, is it the same thing as purpose? What are the similarities there or differences when we say calling or purpose?
Yeah, the purpose, when I looked at it, you find that it's got almost a very thin line in terms of the definition, because the purpose is the reason for why something exists. What is the purpose of a pen? What is the purpose of a pencil? What is the reason for the existence of this thing? And a calling is almost similar than that, except I would say a calling is broader than a purpose. A purpose becomes narrower and narrower, because the calling can be broad, but the purpose becomes narrow. The reason why something exists, or the reason why you exist, what is your purpose in life? Why do you exist? Why are you here? What are you doing? And that kind of thing.
I see. Now, does everyone born on earth, I mean, there's 8 billion of human beings here on earth, does everyone have a specific calling?
Exactly. Everyone has got a specific calling. Just the way all of us are different, and deliberately different, we have to put, because if God had wanted, all of us could have been the same. But all of us are different, and each one has got a different calling. No wonder you see someone, if you call me there to do your broadcasting, I'll be sweating within 30 seconds. It's not just in me. For me, it's complex. How do you put this song? I ask for a song, within a minute you put it, and to you, it's just one of those things.
I see.
So I see a calling to be specific to each and every person.
Now, is it important for one to actually, you're saying that everyone has a calling, but I do understand that perhaps some people may not have found their calling. Is it important to actually find the calling, and why is that important?
No, it is important, Brother Zama, to find your calling. I'll give myself an example. Way back, I think even when I was still in school, when I completed in school, you go to a place, someone, oh, pastor, how are you? And you say, no, please, I'm not a pastor. When I became an elder, I said, oh, pastor, well, you have never been to this, but someone calls you a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I did my first course, I did in mechanics, I went into business. But even wherever you go, people say, oh, pastor. Until, I would say, I gave up. It's the least that I wanted. But there was that voice that was speaking to me, that you have to do this work, doing evangelism, doing this, doing that. And finally, when I joined the full-time ministry in 2015, I have never enjoyed life like that. No. I found myself at home. As I'm speaking to you, I'm a certified investment advisor. I'm a mechanic. I've done courses here at home and abroad. And I've never achieved less. I've got a distinction when I was at university, when I was doing this and that. But the way I have found my pastoral work, I have found a home there. I'm at home. I don't know how I can call it.
Yeah, is that inner satisfaction, that tranquil and peace that you have within your soul? I'm not sure how to explain it. Also, eh?
And actually, I think you have seen how I've struggled and how I've failed.
Yeah.
But brother Zama, you are talking about making arrangement. At times, I laugh. We have an appointment with someone to pray with someone at midnight. And you set it for a week, that brother Zama, at midnight every day we'll be praying together. I call you, and then we pray together. You know, normally speaking, that's an inconvenience.
Yes, yes.
But I love it. I'm not inconvenienced. As long as it is to do God's way, to make a presentation, to do this and that, I just love it. There is inner peace, satisfaction that it gives me to do that way.
Now, Pastor, tell me, is it possible that one can go through their lives until they get to a point where they die at old age and not having found their calling or purpose?
No, it is true. Some actually, I remember one time when I was working as a literature evangelist, I go to this office, I found this man, very senior, an accountant, and he tells me, I've always wanted to serve the Lord as a pastor. That thing is in me. This person is very senior. He has got a lot of money, posh car, accommodation, everything. But he says, I have always longed to do this work. But he's an accountant.
Recently
another person called me, almost going into retirement, almost reaching 60. Can I join this work? I've always wanted to do this work. So it is possible you can go through life outside your ministry.
Yeah.
But that longing will always be there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to replace the word haunting, where you are haunted by this.
Yeah,
but it is possible to go through life outside your calling.
Yeah. Now, is a calling always tied to a profession?
No. Let's talk on an example. Paul was called to be a preacher. His profession was a tent maker. We find it in Acts there where it says he went to stay with Priscilla and Aquila because they were of the same occupation. That is tent making. Now, when you look at tent making and preaching, they are, of course, it supplemented his work. He would do this work. He would make tents, sell, and then do evangelism. In a way, you can say it can be tied to that. For example, if I'm dropped in Indonesia to go and witness there, the first thing I can do is to open a garage as a mechanic. That's the first thing that I can do. If I don't do that, if I come here in South Africa, the first thing is to open a consulting firm. Project management, how do people write project proposal? That will be my entry point. In other words, it is possible that your profession, you can tie it together with your calling. I'm doing this work, like someone said, I'm doing mechanics to get money for bread and life. I'm doing witnessing to satisfy my soul. So you can doing this profession, and then the money you get from profession, you are taking it into your calling, into evangelism.
Lovely, yes. Lovely. So, Pastor, if a person is then called to do a particular duty or responsibility, for instance, if I'm called to win souls, should I necessarily be a pastor, or I can do that outside of that profession?
No, you do not necessarily have to be a pastor to do that work.
Okay.
I've always challenged church members. If you are a shoemaker, you repair shoes and you love that work. that is your passion. For me, that is your ministry.
Mm.
You are a pastor in that way. Those people that you are repairing shoes for, that is your ministry.
I see.
Is your district. Those are the people you are supposed to win. Whether one is in IT, you do not necessarily have to be a pastor. The way you do your IT work, the way you do your broadcasting, the way you do this, that to me, that is your calling. And you can win souls using that work there. Even those people who are selling in our markets, you are selling vegetables. The way you do it, you can be a minister just there.
Beautiful. Now, is there any common thread running through the different assignments God places on each of us?
Yeah, one common thread that we find that as long as you are doing something for God, for the calling in whatever dimension you put it, the underlying, the thread line that we must find that what you are doing is for the glory and the honor of God. For the glory and honor of God. And the people outside must see, but the way this one is doing his work, the way this one is doing her work, is to the glory and honor of God. Just like Jesus said, let your light shine. When your light shine, people glorify your Father who is in heaven. When you do your work differently, the people, the one people glorify is God, not yourself. We have seen some ministries where it is the owner of the ministry who is more popular than Jesus.
Dangerous.
That
dangerous.
Is something else. Very dangerous. We can even use ministry like entrepreneurship to raise money and everything. But when you are doing something as a calling, the overall purpose, the overall objective is to glorify the name of God. No more, no less.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, as we're wrapping up our conversation this afternoon, I do want to ask if you could just wrap up perhaps this intro, because we're going to be talking about this the whole week. But in terms of the intro and to our listeners, finding one's purpose, what is the bottom line? What's the real winning here?
The bottom line, if we are to simplify everything that we have said, you need to find your spiritual gifts. What are you gifted at? What are you passionate about? What do you love? Because a calling is something that you do without stress. Something you do without sweating. You love it. You are in it. And all you want is to glorify God.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for the time that you spent with us. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow and the days that will follow, and because we are going to be talking about this. And I'm hoping that in these conversations, some actually may be found and be won to Christ by just simply finding their calling. But for today, I do want to thank you so much for coming through.
You're most welcome, my brother. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Thank you very much. Blessings.
You're most welcome.
Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.